That was Kevin MacLeod with Metal Mania, our intro song there. And let me just say, if you did not watch Monday Night Raw, wow. You didn't miss much, honestly. You didn't miss much. A couple weeks ago, Vince McMahon shows up with the McMahons and Triple H, and they announce they are going to shake things up. They're taking control of Raw and SmackDown, and things are going to change, and they're going to do all this great stuff for the fans. And, you know, they let us down for so long now, but they're going to fix it. They promise they're going to fix it. And, well, you know, we're still waiting. Because overall, they haven't fixed anything. So Monday Night Raw, we see right off the bat Braun Strowman stripped of his Universal title match at Royal Rumble. So here's the deal: the backstage rumors going around, the dirt sheets are saying that Braun Strowman is still injured, hasn't been cleared yet, and that Vince McMahon felt that Braun Strowman has cooled off. Imagine that. That Braun has cooled off, and he feels that another loss to Brock Lesnar wouldn't do him any favors. Wow. Mind blown. Could it be, perhaps, that Braun is so cooled off, despite probably being the most over guy on Monday Night Raw? So, what's that say about the rest of your product? If Braun Strowman, who comes out to get these hand chants, and yet John Cena comes out on Monday Night Raw and doesn't get a response at all. John Cena, who we haven't seen, John Cena, the now movie star, John Cena, the biggest WWE superstar in the last decade, comes out to a mediocre, at best, response to a very quiet, solemn, Harley Stadium-filled reaction in Memphis. Gosh, you know, I gotta wonder if Braun Strowman's cooled off, what is everybody else? If he's cooled off, could it possibly be because at a moment to capitalize on Braun at his height, Vince McMahon decided to put the belt on Brock Lesnar? Not only that, I mean, you put the belt on Brock, you have Brock beat Strowman with a series of F5s in a very short, quick match. Somehow you think Braun Strowman's going to get over more in that matter. I mean, he's still over with the crowd because they actually see him every week. And, you know, the fans are really into Braun. And, you know, it's sad that despite all that, even Vince McMahon knows that it hasn't gone the way it should. Mainly due to his booking, the way he has presented Braun Strowman to everybody. I would also complain that Braun Strowman, after going after Baron Corbin, you know, tearing the door off the limo, and McMahon comes up and gets in Braun's face. What do they have Braun Strowman do? They have Braun Strowman back up. Braun Strowman put his hands out. Braun Strowman acting like he's afraid of Vince McMahon? Are you fucking kidding me? Let's flip back for a couple years here. If that had been Stone Cold Steve Austin, and McMahon had come up and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You're a danger. You're a danger to everybody around you." Stone Cold would have got right in his face. He wouldn't have backed down at all, and he would have said, "What?" Or he would have flipped Vince off and gave him a stunner right there. And that's the biggest problem. It's like I see And I don't want to put any blame on Bron here, because Bron is young and he's somewhat naive, and he's just grateful and thankful to be in a WWE ring and have this opportunity, as well he should be. But he doesn't know his character like a Stone Cold did, because Steve Austin had been around. He'd been around, and he'd been screwed over, and he knew how it works, and he knew that Steve Austin was Steve Austin's biggest entrepreneur for himself. He was his biggest fan. He was his biggest everything. He knew his character. He knew that if he didn't look out for Steve Austin, a Vince McMahon's not going to look out for him. Nobody else is going to look out for him. And he knew what his character was capable of. So I'm watching this, and whoever told Braun to back up from the boss, to throw his arms up, whoever told him that is an idiot. And Vince McMahon being out there, being the one who's in the scene with Braun, he should have had the wherewithal to tell Braun, like, hey, do not back down. You don't have Braun Strowman. You don't have this guy who has done all this stuff. He's not afraid of Brock Lesnar, but he's afraid of Vince McMahon? Give me a fucking break. Pitiful. Pathetic. And you want to tell me that, oh, well, Braun's cooled off. Well, no fucking shit. It's because of stupid shit like that. Braun Strowman's one of the most over guys in the company, and you don't want to pull the trigger on him because you don't know how to fucking manage him right. All right, so beyond that, after all that, after they have Strowman cower down to Vince McMahon, Vince strips him of the title because Braun gets mouthy, and then he flips the limo. And apparently Vince had done walked away, or they didn't really show much after that. And that's it. They didn't say anything else about the matter. Apparently Vince McMahon did not get the cops after Braun. He didn't do anything else in retaliation. It was a wasted opportunity to capitalize on some storyline. Vince, me at this point, not only would I have had Braun stand up to Vince, and Vince cower away and have Braun flip the limo, then I'd have had Vince livid. I would have had Vince getting the police after Braun. You know, you have to kind of make it reminiscent of the Stone Cold Vince McMahon feud. And I've been saying this for a while. They need to get Triple H involved. Next week, I got to have Triple H out there, or Shane, or Stephanie, all of them, and the police. And you start having Braun coming after the McMahons because they took away his title shot. And you have the police involved, and you have Braun Strowman locked up. And you keep this up until Braun Strowman's cleared to wrestle again. I mean, it's Jesus Christ. This stuff writes itself. It's mind-boggling how the supposed genius Vince McMahon cannot figure this shit out. So Raw continues. They have the segment with a couple of the guys. Who should be Braun's new opponent at the Royal Rumble? And, of course, John Cena is the first one to interrupt. Very poor reaction from the crowd. Surprisingly so. Cena looking a little, he's still got his big Chinese haircut from the movie with Jackie Chan. Looking a little thin in the back, I noticed. Interesting. Baron Corbin comes out, of course, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, and it's like, all right, well, apparently Cena just walks into the company and says, hey, I'm John Cena, so I get a title shot. It didn't make a lot of sense, you know, from any which angle whatsoever, why any of these guys should get a title shot. But there it is. And then Jinder Mahal backstage goes on. It's like, why do you even announce? Why do you even bother telling us about the Jinder versus Brock match? I mean, there's so many times WWE goes into this effort to make us forget things. And then they bring it back up. It's mind-boggling to me. So, Jinder loses to Finn Balor. So, Balor wrestles twice on the show. And Balor goes on. It's like some, they're trying to build up some underdog aspect here. But it, I don't know. This is, it was just out of left field for me. The Jinder Mahal Finn Balor match. We have the Revival versus the Lucha House Party. Imagine that. It's like the 50th time we've seen this match. Revival finally wins one because suddenly the Revival has discovered cheating. And, yeah, so their big cheat moment was knocking Dash Wilder knocking the boot off the ropes as Dawson pinned Lucha House Party. Okay. Yeah, I'm a big Revival fan. I just, you know, it was a good match, but I don't see the storyline aspect to this. It doesn't make any sense to me. So there's that. We get Ambrose versus Rollins versus Lashley. Again, this is just seems to me kind of out of left field. It's a title match for the Intercontinental title. Rollins, who was told that he wouldn't get another title shot, it has to be earned. He's in the back of the line. Now he's back in the hunt again. I don't know. I don't understand where these matches are coming from after they announced that they're changing things up. They're going to do things for the fans, and then they give us the same shit still. Spoiler alert, Bobby Lashley wins the Intercontinental title after spearing Dean Ambrose. And I just can't help but think, man, it's face versus heel versus heel. And instead of having Lashley go over Rollins or Rollins taking out Ambrose, really, and then Lashley stealing the pin, Lashley hits the spear. Interesting. Not what I would have done, but it just seems a little funny, a little awkward to me. So somehow, I'm assuming this will set up Seth Rollins on his streak toward WrestleMania. Since apparently Vince McMahon wants Rollins to be the guy that dethrones Brock Lesnar. Maybe it's just me, but Rollins feels kind of bland these days. You know, we've had this Ambrose feud has kind of backfired, I feel. It's been best for Ambrose, but even then it feels a little stagnant, a little stale. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, this cooling off of Seth Rollins, which was on purpose, I feel, to get him out of the title picture before and everything with Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and all the others, it just, I feel like it's all backfired in the long run. So, yeah, that's where we're at right now with WWE, with Monday Night Raw, is that Finn Balor will go on to the Royal Rumble to face Brock Lesnar for the championship, which should be a great match, should be a fun match, but don't get your hopes up that Balor's going to walk out of the Rumble with the Universal title again. I feel like he should. I feel like that would be the best direction for the company to go in, get the belt off of Brock as soon as possible. And it would make Balor. Honest to God, it would make Balor, who I believe his contract is not that far off. So let's be honest here. Finn Balor could easily go to AEW. What kind of loss would that be for WWE? We have to wonder about that. I mean, Finn Balor, who's bounced back and forth between upper and mid-card status, the first ever Universal Champion. You know, if AEW stretches it out, Finn Balor could be the first ever AEW champion. Is this a guy WWE wants to lose? Because the fans absolutely adore Finn Balor. If it was me, this would not be the guy I want to let go of. Because a Brock Lesnar can come and go as he pleases. And Vince has put a lot of money into Brock. And is that the money you want to spend to strap Seth Rollins at WrestleMania? That's the real question right there. I don't know. If it's me, my money be best spent elsewhere. Seth Rollins can easily be shoved back up into the title picture, into the main event scene. Seth can easily be pushed to whatever position, in my opinion. And I feel the same way about Finn Balor. The fans will easily accept Finn Balor in any of those positions as well. A win over Brock Lesnar would definitely solidify that as the Universal Champion. But I'm kind of looking like you want somebody that is on the up and up, someone that the fans really want to get behind. To me, that's Braun Strowman or Elias. And honestly, I would think I would strap Elias. You know, you've taken your time with Braun. Elias would be out of left field. Nobody would see it coming. Everybody would be super excited. The audience would go nuts. You have Elias win the Universal title. Just an unannounced match on Monday Night Raw. You zag when you're supposed to zig. And nobody's expecting it. And, I mean, honestly, everything that you could do with that title win, with the belt on Elias, you've made a superstar overnight. That's what I would do. Next week on Raw, Brock defends the belt. Let's do a match with Elias. You know? Elias uses the guitar for the win or something. You could do any which way. Pull it out of your ass, you know? Then you have fresh matches. You have fresh lineups, title defenses every week. And, you know, if Brock comes around, then you can have whatever match you want to have with Brock. That could still happen. Monday Night Raw, my rating, I'm reluctant to even give it 3 stars. It was, you know, it was an okay show. I feel like they did a lot of segments where they tried to have people involved. Like we see Slater and Rhino, and we see Apollo Crews, even though he's not out in the ring this week. And of course you have a six man and or six woman tag match, sorry, with Nikki Cross out there. You have EC3 in the back who just stands there. You know, we have a women's tag match. Gosh, you know, I feel like with the women's on the up and up, you would want to use them a little bit better than doing the same jackass shit you've done all this time that was just tags, six-man tag matches. You know, it's the same thing that we've seen time and time again. Things have not changed. And I don't know, man. I don't know. You want to do something different. You announce at the head of the show that an hour of the 3 for Monday Night Raw will be dedicated to women's wrestling. Every Monday night, the first hour of Raw will be Women's Evolution. And that's what you have. Break the program up. Start the show. Have the first hour be the women's wrestling. Only but the women's wrestling. With women commentators. And if you want to throw Michael Cole in there, fine. But come on. You can have it with Renee Young and Beth Phoenix and whoever else. Throw JoJo in there or Charlie or whoever. Do it. It needs to be done. You got the women's tags. You got the women's world title. I'm sorry. You need to call it women's world title. You have the women's Raw title. You need to combine, in my opinion, combine the women's Raw and SmackDown titles, have a women's world title, and give them an hour show to perform on. Then you can have 2 hours of Monday Night Raw, which is really all they need. they don't need 3 hours of Raw because they start throwing in segments that just suck. They don't plan out things like they should. Can they? Yes, they can. Because we can watch NXT and we can see an hour-long show that is used well. Paul Heyman used to do it in OVW. An hour show, and that was probably the best wrestling program on back then. With guys like John Cena and the Spirit Squad and Batista and whoever else Paul Heyman had back during the day. And they did a hell of a show. So I think Raw could be 2 hours and be fine. They just need Vince McMahon to stop. They need him to give up his duties. Let Triple H run the show. Let the writers do their thing. You're hiring these people who are very credited and creative. Let them do their thing instead of Vince dictating everything. I mean, what we've seen is pure crap. And despite himself, WWE is still making money. It could be making so much more. So, yeah, I'm not going to touch on the Lars Sullivan situation. We don't really know anything. Maybe we'll touch on that in another episode pretty soon. So, for the Square Circle Journal, this is Sam Keola, the Wrestling Connoisseur. Stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.